Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Rajshree Polypack Limited Q1 FY25 earnings conference call hosted by Prabhudas Lilladher Private Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mrs. Stuti Beria from Prabhudas Lilladher. Thank you, and over to you, ma'am. Mrs. Stuti, your line has been unmuted.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, thank you. On behalf of Prabhudas Lilladher, I welcome you all to the Q1 FY25 earnings call of Rajshree Polypack Limited. We have with us the management represented by Mr. Ramswarup Thar, Chairman and Managing Director, along with Mr. Sunil Sharma, CFO. I would now like to hand over the call to the management for their opening remarks, after which we can open the floor for Q&A. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Stuti. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Q1 FY25 earnings call for Rajshree Polypack Limited. It's great to have you all here. Joining us from Rajshree Polypack is Mr. Sunil Sharma, our CFO. I hope everyone has had the chance to review the investor presentation, which was uploaded yesterday. For Q1 FY25, the company achieved a turnover of rupees 78.7 crores compared to rupees 72.69 crores for the same quarter last year, reflecting a growth of 8.26%. This growth was largely driven by the increase in the volume of approximately 8.71%. The EBITDA for quarter one FY25 stood at rupees 11.59 crores, up from rupees 8.73 crores for the corresponding quarter last year, resulting in an increase in the EBITDA margin from 12.01% in quarter one FY24 to 14.72% in quarter one FY25. The company earned a profit after tax of rupees 4.03 crores for quarter one FY25 compared to rupees 2.1 crores for quarter one FY24, marking a significant increase of 91% in PAT margin for the period. The PAT margin for the period rose to 5.12% of sales, up from 2.89% for the same period last year. In terms of geographical sales, our export business stood at rupees 9.2 crores, accounting for around 11.5% of overall turnover for Q1 FY25. We expect exports to grow further as we expand. Product-wise, sales of packaging product increased by 16.29% from 52.76 crores rupees to 61.35 crores, while the sheet sales saw a dip of 11.62% from 16.6 crores to 14.7 crores. On the capacity front, we are in the process of increasing our extrusion capacity by 4,000 metric tons, bringing the total capacity to 24,000 metric tons. Additionally, we have increased our thermoforming capacity by 750 metric tons, bringing the total installed capacity to 9,990 metric tons per annum, and we are in the process of adding another 750 metric tons per annum of capacity in quarter three of this financial year. In the injection molding segment, we have generated revenue of rupees 6.24 crores in this quarter, a significant increase from rupees 3.2 crores in the same quarter last year. This division is evolving robustly, and we have announced a capacity increase from 1,000 metric tons per annum to 3,300 metric tons with our toll manufacturer. Regarding key expenses, the employee expenses have grown by 12.5% over Q1 FY24 due to annual increments and due to addition of more manpower to support the increasing production. Manufacturing expenses saw a modest 3% increase. In the terms of product development, I'm pleased to share that we developed and introduced over 7 new products during the quarter, expanding our product base across food packaging. We have added 25 significant new international and domestic customers in quarter 1 FY25. On the marketing front, we participated in international expos such as National Restaurant Show at Chicago, US, and RESPAC in Mumbai and RussoPAC at Russia, where the response has been encouraging. The company is working hard to convert this positive response into more export sales in the near future. In case of Olive EcoPack, we have already commenced commercial production of more than 50 SKUs out of 100 SKUs, and we are in the process of commencing production of remaining SKUs. We expect to launch the entire range of products during the quarter and start building the sales aggressively. We have started working on the initial market seeding, and the response is encouraging. We look forward to scale the business at fast pace. Olive, being the only manufacturer in India with complete integrated facility for the paper-based disposable tableware and packaging solutions. So with that, I look forward to your questions.
Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and 1 to ask a question. The first question is from the line of Akshat Mehta from Ladbrokes Wealth Management. Please go ahead.
Am I audible, sir?
Yeah, Akshat, you're audible.
Thank you for the opportunity, sir. A few questions I have is, One clarification is that the capacity additions that you guided, 4,000 for extrusion and 1,500 for thermoforming and injection, by when would this be coming online?
By quarter 3 of this financial year, this will be online.
Okay. Secondly, sir, I just want to understand how the raw material prices have been during the quarter and how do you look at them going forward? I mean, is that the reason for, you know, this margin expansion that we've seen year on year?
The raw material prices for last 3 quarters more or less has been range bound with plus minus 3 to 5% changes. And the forecast for the next quarter also seems to be stable. We don't see much of upside in raw material prices, at least for next one quarter.
So, what are the key drivers for, you know, this year-on-year growth in margins that we've seen? You know, from 12 to 14.7%, as you said.
As I mentioned earlier, also that as we scale up our capacities and use more of the capacity from the existing infrastructure, that will help us in bringing down our cost, and that's what is helping us.
Okay. Also, sir, I wanted to, are there any developments on the Odisha land that we had acquired?
Yeah. Lately, what has happened in last 2 quarters, we have seen that our export revenues have also grown, and we are seeing good demand coming from west part of India also. So we are also now evaluating to add whether capacity in west part of western parts, western zone of India, or to go first at Odisha. So we'll need another 1 quarter to be more clear on how do we proceed with Odisha, or we increase our capacity in the western zone of India.
Okay, sir. Also, you've written in the presentation that you've tied up with a large distributor for export. You're finalizing export order with a large distributor, sorry. Any more light that you can, any details that you can share on that?
Yeah, we have finalized an agreement with one of the big distributors, and we are expecting the supplies to commence in quarter three for this particular customer.
Any number or any quantum on how big the order could be?
We expect this to be anywhere in the range of 15 to 20 crores per annum.
Okay. Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Akshat Mehta from Ladder of Wealth Management. Please go ahead. Mr. Mehta, your line has been unmuted.
Sorry, sir. I had a couple more questions I wanted to ask. One is that since now from quarter two onwards, we'll be starting aggressive sales in Olive, in our Olive subsidiary. Any change in terms of the quarter four, the guidance that you gave that we'll do around 170, 180 crores of revenue and we'll break even in terms of that during the full year? Any changes to that?
Yeah, that particular number is for 25-26 of 150 to 170 crore revenue. For this year, we had projected around 80 to 90 crores of sales, but we are one quarter behind schedule. So now in this year, we expect it to be around 55 to 60 crores of revenue from Olive.
And will we break even in terms of PAT, or will still be at a loss on a PAT level?
There will be a loss. For RPPL, we expect around 2 crores of loss from Olive for this financial year.
Okay. So basically, I think next year onwards, Olive will start contributing positively to our profit ability.
Sure. We will start contributing.
Also, sir, anything on, we generally don't give on quarter one, but any light on how our working capital has moved during quarter one? Has it come down or has it gone up?
Can you repeat that? I missed that question.
I just want if you can share some light on how our working capital has moved during quarter one. Whether it has gone up or it has come down, how has the direction been?
Yeah, the outstanding, I think so, has increased from average 35 days to 40 days.
Yeah.
And our inventory has reduced from 158 days to 126 days. So, yeah, and our debtors have increased from 29 to 40 days. So that's done.
Okay. Can you share the numbers for barrier packaging during the quarter? How much did that contribute?
We did around 6.75 crores of revenue versus 2.75 in the same quarter last year.
2.75, so it has almost grown by 3 times, 2.5, 3 times.
Yeah.
Okay, sir. If anybody else has a question, I don't know.
Yeah, surely you can come back again.
Yeah.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Akshat Mehta from Ladder of Wealth Management. Please go ahead.
It seems nobody is on the question queue actually. Just another clarification, sir. Are we still keeping the 15% revenue growth guidance in plastic this full year?
Yeah, that remains intact. Like in terms of numbers, if we are looking at around 315 plus minus 5 crores is what we are looking at.
Okay. Most of that will be driven by volume growth, right? Because this is the raw material price of steel, there will be no realization growth as such.
So it will be coming mostly from volume only.
Yeah, okay. Okay, sir. I mean, thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Suresh Kumar from NB Investments. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity. Just wanted to know about the biodegradable product that we had some approval. Any update on that?
We have approval on biodegradable products from CPCB. But at the moment, I would say there is not much demand coming for this particular product from the market due to the high prices of raw material. So the demand is less, so there's no point in going for commercial activity at this stage. But we have all the approvals and technology established, so as and when market demand comes up, we can always enter into this segment.
So second is, I think we were trying out on tube laminates also, but thereafter it was not working out on the current barrier packaging machine. So it was, I think, paused or kept on hold. What is the latest on that?
Yeah, that's on hold at the moment. So as and when we will revise that particular segment, we will have a dedicated line for that particular segment. So that's how we proceed with that particular segment as and when we proceed in the future.
Okay. And my last question is, if you see all our segments, whether it is the tall manufacturing or our barrier and the regular thermoforming products, everything, of late, for last few quarters, we are seeing good traction in the export market. Any particular reasons for that?
I will say with the range of the product which we have from last one and a half year, and more focus on the export market has helped us to gain more business in export segment.
Okay, sir. All the best and thank you very much.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. Hello, sir. There is no one in the question queue. Would you want me to ask for more questions?
Yeah, we'll wait for 2 minutes, and if we don't have any further question, we can conclude.
Okay. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. Ladies and gentlemen, as there are no further questions, we have reached the end of the question and answer session. I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Thank you all for taking the time off and joining on the call. And though there were not much of questions this time, but I hope I have answered all whatever questions were there to your satisfaction. Thank you all very much for joining us today. I will now ask PL team to take over the call and conclude.
Thank you. On behalf of Prabhudas Lilladher, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines.